Philadelphia's air quality got failing grades in a recent report on pollution across the U.S. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report dinged Philadelphia for its high ozone days between 2022 and 24. The city's levels of particulate pollution landed the metro area on the nonprofit's list of 20 most polluted in the U.S. Kevin Stewart is Director of Environmental Health for the American Lung Association. He says air pollution can lead to serious health impacts.
The more days that people are exposed to bad air, the more likely they are to experience asthma attacks, to need medication, to go to the hospital, end up in emergency rooms.
A spokesperson for Philadelphia's Department of Public Health says out-of-state wildfires set the city back in 2024, but the city's air quality has improved in recent decades. A federal judge has temporarily blocked his own order requiring the University of Pennsylvania to turn over records to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in an anti-Semitism investigation. WHYY's Carmen Russell Slachansky has been following the story and reports.
Judge Gerald Papert granted Penn's request to pause the order while the school appeals his decision in favor of the EEOC. That means Penn does not have to provide names and contact information tied to Jewish campus organizations for now. The EEOC is investigating whether Jewish employees faced a hostile work environment after reported anti-Semitic incidents following the October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. Papert said Penn is unlikely to win on appeal, but found immediate disclosure could cause irreparable harm if the university later prevails. He also said delaying the records would not significantly harm the federal investigation. Carmen Russell Slachansky, WHYY News.
The city of Philadelphia is hoping to employ 10,000 youth as part of an effort called It's a Summer Thing. Marcus Hall of Philadelphia Works explains that there will be positions available at hundreds of employers for career-connected learning.
Not just to push them in any particular direction, but to give them the space to explore their gifts and make informed decisions about their own futures. When a young person can stand inside of an industry and ultimately work alongside professionals who care about them, ultimately we know that also get paid, right?
It's important.
Ultimately, something does shift.
There will also be many activities for youth who do not qualify for the jobs program. The city also plans to have over 60 swimming pools and even more spray parks open to keep young people occupied throughout the summer. Sports. The Phillies will host the San Francisco Giants tonight. First pitch at 6:40 p.m. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Phils, and the Sixers will play the Celtics in Boston. And tip-off, 7 o'clock.